On part two tonight, I have another in our occasional series on Soviet-era singers whom we know almost nothing about. And as we speak, Alexander Tumanov from Edmonton is joining me here in Studio 201. I'm looking at some photographs taken about 100 years ago of a young woman, and what I would say about her is that she's very beautiful, with dark hair piled up on her head, a high forehead, and I would say great strength in the face, a sense of high purpose to the eyes, the look in the eyes. And these photographs appear in a book called The Life and Artistry of Maria Olenina Dalheim. It's not a name I know. But the book is written by Alexander Tumanov, whom I do know. He's professor emeritus at the University of Alberta. He's a singer, conductor, a musician, and a specialist in Russian studies. He's been my guest before from our CBC studios in Edmonton, but today I'm delighted that he's here in Toronto, Studio 201, to introduce us to Maria Dalheim. Alexander, welcome.
My pleasure.
So tell me, who was Maria Olenina Dalheim?
She was a Russian singer and musical thinker who was first to introduce the music of Mussorgsky to France and thus to Western audiences. But at the same time, she introduced him to Russia, where he at that time was not known. She was a memorable performer who, as one critic put it, could tell the song.
Tell the song.
And her performances literally mesmerized audiences.
Why are you personally so interested in her? Why did you write a book on her?
Well, in the 1960s, I met her in Moscow. Uh-huh. At that time, she was 96 years old. And I was a young singer who at the same time was a freelance journalist with the journal Soviet Music. And they asked me to conduct an interview with her. And we became friends, and she entrusted me with part of her archives. Uh-huh. And she wanted to publish things from her archives. And I thought that this is my mission, that I have to do that.
Now, we don't have anything of her on tape singing, right, or on recording?
No, she hated the radio, the gramophone, everything. But what happened later? Well, I will tell about it later.
All right, you'll tell me about it later. Now, we're going to hear a lot of Mussorgsky's music on this feature.
Naturally, because she was the one who brought Mussorgsky to life.
So what are we going to hear first?
It will be Marfa's Prophecy from Khovanshchina. Maria's friend, the French music critic Camille Beleg, wrote about his first encounter with Maria's art and Mussorgsky, and he was speaking exactly about this aria. He wrote, "It was one winter's day in a modest apartment in Paris. The woman's beautiful voice sang an extract from the opera Khovanshchina, Marfa's Prophecy. Slowly the melancholy cantilena prophesied the gloomy destiny of the hero."
Твоей тайна открывается скоморной усмешкою, лики злобные, вдруг тебя, княже,
Marfa's Prophecy. Unfortunately, we didn't hear Maria sing it. We heard Zara Dolokhanova with the USSR Radio Orchestra. Tell me about her early life.
First of all, Maria Olenina Dalheim lived a very long life, 101 years.
Wow.
Almost in equal parts between France and Russia. She was born in Russia in 1869 into a noble family, and she was raised in the estate of Istomino on the Oka River. In the 1880s, the family moved at first to Moscow and then to St. Petersburg. And this was a big event in her life because this was the possibility to be introduced to the movement of Mighty Handful, the nationalist Russian composers such as Mussorgsky, Balakirev, Rimsky-Korsakov, and others. And they influenced her musical thinking in a very profound way. Here in St. Petersburg, she started taking her voice lessons.
And how did she discover Mussorgsky?
Well, every Sunday, the Mighty Handful would gather at the salon of her voice teacher. And her voice teacher was the sister of Rimsky-Korsakov's wife. Her name was Alexandra Molas. And those music evenings were fantastic happenings in Maria's life. Among the regular guests, she met and heard one man, Dr. Vladimir Ilyinsky, a friend and collaborator of Mussorgsky. He was a singer, and in the late years of Mussorgsky, they appeared together in private concerts. Maria was very impressed about him, and he wrote later, "His performance went deep into my heart. Especially memorable was the cycle Without Sun and its suffering, rejected, solitary hero, whose image brought to Olenina's mind the image of Mussorgsky himself." In general, Mussorgsky was the man who broke the rules, and because of that, he was despised by many, including